it's a brand new end. And the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous twilight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets recognize the bombs bursting in air, came through the night that our flag was still there.
Good morning. Welcome back to the third hour of the Outdoor Show. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Corpus Christi way now and check in with Captain Cliff Webb, see how he's doing this morning. Morning, Cliff.
What's up, Mickey?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, I've just been a beach bum all week. I ain't been doing nothing, but I ain't
beach
bumming. Yeah, been beach bumming. You know, it's so hot and, you know, I got some customers coming that want to wade fish, but if they don't want to wade, I don't want to fish in the boat. It's just too hot. So I'm just kind of always this time of year, about this time of year, I really slow down you know, cause I'm so busy the winter, the fall, the spring, I'm just busy as I can be. So if I'm going to take a little time off and get some work done on the boat and stuff done at the house, I'll take off this time of year. Cause man, the amount of people we have in the water down here is nuts. You know, we got just tons of bait. Our bait fishing is incredible. So, you know, they just pile up, you know, the part-time guys that just work two or three months a year, they're here now, you know, from out of town. So it's hard to get, if you don't get at the marina at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't get a parking place. So I've been sneaking around these private ramps and putting in, have my people meet me there and stuff. But, man, I got one trip next week and that's all I want. I got some, a good weight fisherman that want a side cast, but man, other than that, it's hot in the boat and the bite's early. Like Plog says, man, it's over 9 to 10 o'clock. And you know, you get these guys want you to keep them out till 1 or 2 o'clock, you know, it's just not going to happen this time of year.
There's no sense in whipping a dead horse.
No, you know, I have a lot of calls. I say, look, this is the way it is, you know, so if you want to go wade in white sand and try to side cast some big trout, I'm in. But, you know, sit in the boat, you know, like I normally do this time of year, we're going to go and be back early. I'd leave real early and come back early. But it's all good.
At least up here, you know, it's a little different because we're a lot deeper water.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
In the summertime, you know, when conditions prevail, I mean, right now the water is messed up as it is with fresh water everywhere and off color and all this stupid wind and,
right.
But, you're not usually this time of year, you're able, after your morning bite's over with, you can kill some time fishing for flounder and redfish and stuff like that. And then in the middle of the day, you know, 1, 2 o'clock, you can go hit some deeper pads and structure and catch fish. But right now you're just not able to do that because of the wind and the dirty water and all that.
Yeah, our wind is up to 32 yesterday, and it's just you can add 5 or 10 miles an hour to it here than in Houston. It's nuts how much our wind is, you know. But I could probably, you know, put together some trips that want to fish deep. But I got a lot of guys want to fish the beach. I got this guy Jeremy and a couple of guys that's been wanting to fish the beach, if we ever get this wind down, there are some studs on the beach. I've been seeing some big fish in the surf, just so rough, Mickey. You know, you can fish it with plastics. Most of the fish that my buddy Greg catches, he's catching on soft plastic, little johns, but in the first gut, first thing in the morning. But the wind and stuff with the top water, I mean, it just whips you, you know. Normal summer where you walk out there, it's dead flat, and you throw a top water out there right at daylight, like a grenade's going off. That's just not happening like normal, you know? So
right.
It's just not as much fun. I've caught enough fish on plastics. I just can't get that fired up about going out there and getting my blown out in the wind and casting in the wind to catch a fish on a plastic. I caught thousands and thousands of them, but I love that big fish topwater bite. But I'm talking to some other my buddies that are running, you know, 20, 30 miles down south on the beach, and the tarpon are incredible, the small tarpon in the surf. So they're catching them in the surf, of course, by man seal, and the fish are in the surf. Just if you want to fight the conditions, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem.
I'm getting ready to get my shoulder injected again next week. It just really locked up on me this week. I kind of overdid it and doing a little surfing with the grandkids, and I can't hardly sleep. My shoulders are hurting so bad, but at least I got to surf with the grandkids. It was a lot of fun, and man, been hanging out with them, being a beach bum. It's you know, it's expensive to keep kids now. The time you go to the beach and take them to Sonic or somewhere, it's going to cost you some money. You know, just like, it's not like the old days, you know, where you know, beach outing is expensive. But the amount of people we got down here, Mickey's crazy. It's just absolutely nuts. You know, they discovered Corpus Christi this summer. It's just nuts how many people we have.
Well, y'all have a meeting coming up this week. It's going to be on Leopard Drive or wherever. On that desalinization thing.
You've been watching that stuff? Oh my, I'm just trying to, I've talked so much about it.
Here's my biggest question about it. I mean, why are they even having these meetings if it's a done deal? I mean,
and what's so funny that, so this is what's the funny thing about it. They didn't, the mayor, the code, nobody knew about these permits they got under the table. And they did a lot of it during that flood where nobody was paying attention. I mean, these are some sneaky guys. They're getting ready to dump a bunch of sewage into Baffin Bay. It's like going to Yellowstone Park and saying, we're going to dump a bunch of nuclear waste right there on Old Faithful, the geyser. I hope y'all don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, they're going to put it in Baffin Bay?
How can your local and state politicians, you know, CCA, TPNW, how did this get by them?
They snuck it by them, paid under the table. But they snuck it by them.
Like, you have to have permits to do things like this.
They didn't get no permits. Yeah, well, it's crazy what's going on down here. This is it's definitely a bunch of money under the table. Everybody knows it. So. Yeah, I smell a rat too.
Yeah, I smell
and it's going to come out. You know?
It's called money.
Yes, yeah, it's called money there. So
okay,
they had that meeting.
Fine. I mean, it's never been done before. They don't have any data.
No.
I mean, no research data at all to show the effects of what it can do or can't do. I mean, and to be able to get by with this and just say, we're going to dump 300 million gallons a day into Baffin Bay. Oh, and by the way, we're doing it in Cayo de Grulo already, 30 million gallons a day. That's been going on for 2 months, I heard.
Yeah. Already, and the thing is, those
they already have a
suffer,
discharge into Cayo de Grulo.
Yes,
I mean, how hard or difficult would it be just to run a pipeline to the Gulf and put it in the Gulf where the ocean can clean it, where they have currents and everything? But to put it in a non-tidal area like that, in a super saline area to start with, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable what they're getting by with. And, you know, the way they snuck it around, what makes me so mad, you know. Try to have that meeting right in the middle of the disaster in Kerrville. That's just sorry, you know, to cover that stuff up and try to, you know, try to get attention off them. But, you know, just think about those rocks that are 200 million years old. They're going to pump all the stuff on top of them. All the stuff that lives on those rocks are going to die. I mean, all the perch, the crabs, it's just going to be a dead zone back there. And, sad thing is, you get one storm, it's going to stir it all the way up to Mansfield. It's going to stir the whole bay up with that stuff. So,
well, I heard somebody say, well, you don't know that. I said, well, tell me the good out of it then. You don't know the good. Yeah. I'm just telling you what I think the bad will be.
Yeah. How can it be good?
Yeah, how can it be good?
You know?
And if you got to sneak
it's not
it
there
in,
naturally.
It can be good.
No, if nature didn't put it there, it doesn't belong there. I'm sorry. You know, Mother Nature knows what she's doing. She doesn't need any interference. So that bay has been perfect. And you know, that's the last place we can go and catch these giant trout. And they're gonna try to run it.
I think... you folks down there need to come together and raise some money and hire you a big-time environmental attorney and, you know, demand environmental assessments. on this before it's ever done. I mean, that's this.
Well, hopefully more people will know about this, but boy, they've been keeping this so quiet. That's the reason they snuck it under. You know, they had to pat a lot of palms to get it where they are. They had to pay a lot of people.
Well, they tried to do that to us years back on Trinity Bay. They were going to put a toxic waste dump on Trinity Bay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, we had to fight that forever.
I hope
just
we got
like
enough
the rollover issue. The what was that in conflict for 7 years? And then they finally got their way.
Yeah. Well, they're not even asking us. They're just doing it, you know.
But they're going to put nice, beautiful pier down there to fish off of.
Yeah, that's just what they do, too. They
no
kinda,
pass anymore, kinda, you know.
Yeah. Got you a dead pier.
gonna get you a nice pier.
Oh, man. Yeah,
time goes by, people forget, and then these politicians, everybody know all that stuff.
Well, you think they could look at Packard Channel and see what it did to bring fresh water in and circulation, how good it is, how many oysters we got, and how you're going to dump dead water into a place that doesn't circulate and fill it full of sewage? How's that going to work? It's not. You know, so it's just amazing what they're trying to do here, so... If you're listening, you're a fisherman out there. I wish you would help us because we're hurting down here. We I've been on the phone with everybody. It's just so sad. They got so many permits already done without asking anybody. You know, the mayors didn't know, the Coast Guard. I mean, they bypassed everybody.
I just holler foul on that. They had.
I can't believe
known.
They do it.
They
had
to.
They have to. Yeah. So something's going on there. I hope somebody finds out.
You can't even build an outhouse in your backyard anymore without a permit.
Yeah, so there's no permits issued here.
Drill.
So we're just kind
well,
of
you can't do
out,
anything yeah. without permits, and it goes through local and state and government and all that. So, somebody knew, and I don't know why they tried to keep it quiet and gonna slip that in. That's the last frontier of the Texas coast down there.
Yes, sir.
From there to Port Isabel. I mean, oh gosh, that's why people come down there and support you guys and spend money there. Is to fish pristine areas like that.
Yeah. And, it's the last of the Mohicans. The last of the Mohicans down here, buddy. It's it. You know, I'm so glad we got David McGee and David Rouse and all these guys standing up for us at all these meetings. They spend a lot of time, and I really appreciate them, all the guys that are standing
Chad,
with us.
Chad Patrick, Rousey,
Chad,
all
of them. Rousey, and Scott.
You know,
I really
Rihanna
them, you know?
Called me the other night after she left out of that meeting, and she was just flabbergasted. Just totally just like a slap in the face.
Oh, I couldn't believe all the calls I got and what they were saying. Like, what? You know, it's just like unbelievable how they just push us around like we're nothing, you know? Well, and that's our bay. It's not theirs. Those people in Florida don't own this bay. That's our bay. You know, it belongs to people of Texas. It belongs to all of you.
Yeah,
it belongs to all you guys that want to come down here.
Doing this, and it's all going to be done on the King Ranch.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to build that desalinization reverse osmosis plant on the King Ranch itself.
Now the King Ranch is suing all the windmill people because they never hooked them up, and all the windmills are falling down, filling everything up with grease and oil, and all the blades are falling off. Now they're trying to take all those down. Now they're going to start this
the
saltwater.
Pristine King Ranch are worried about windmills, and they're going to build that plant on their property to destroy the bay system.
It's unbelievable.
Make sense. You can't make this stuff up, man.
No.
Let me knock
this
break out. You're getting me all fired up
buddy.
Here. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live that bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store, all their different size bottles and, you know, to rig your boat with, or regulators and diffusers. And if you need more info on it, need some help with it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all pure wild-caught shrimp. And check out their Cajun grill next door. Or they're one at their Santa Fe location. They put out some really good food and good menus. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff Webb, we are back.
All right. You know, I was sitting there thinking about what happened with the shrimp farms, how much it affected our water here with the brown tide, and that thing was all the way down south. Just think what this is going to do right here in our backyard.
Yeah. Duh. You know, what I can't find out, what percentage of what kind of saline or bran or, I mean, what percentage of that is being released? You know, we have all these water discharges up and down our channel up here coming from all the chemical industry. But, you know, the EPA regulates that, and it's a solution by dilution process. You know, it's just a minute percentage of any. We lost him. I heard it go off. Go ahead and get him back. But what he's talking about, that's a big question for me. I mean, what is exactly in all that wastewater that's supposed to be okay for the environment that they're going to be dumping in there in a bay system that has no tide current whatsoever back there? I mean, that's more any kind of tide or current you have back there. Just, and I don't even live there or fish there. Just from the times I've fished it, it's wind-driven. All right, are you back, Cliff?
All right, buddy. Sorry about that. But
yeah, Seven Seas must have had your call drop because we were talking about this.
So. Yeah, probably so.
They're jacking with the phone lines.
I don't know, man. Like, you know, money talks. But, you know, just look at the shrimp farm, what it did to the water quality here. And it was way down south. It just destroyed, made brown tide. It just destroyed everything. And they don't want to admit it, but destroyed our water quality. Shrimp farms are gone, brown tide's gone. So what's that going to do, dumping that in the back of our bay so close like that? You know, no more sight casting fish, no more seeing the rocks. You know, it's just going to be a mud hole. You know, it's just what we need, another bay full of mud.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, I hear one thing, like the one dumping into Cayo de Grillo is, what, 30 million gallons a day? Well, yeah. That's a lot of water. Uh-huh. And the big one that they're talking about doing now from the King Ranch into the back of Alazan, 300 million gallons a day can be up to.
And yeah, and more. Yeah. That's
or
just
more.
Getting started. Yeah. You know, God almighty. That's just nuts. You know, Mother Nature doesn't put it there. It doesn't belong
water,
there.
Pulling groundwater out and cleaning it for human consumption. But all the waste ends up, I mean, what is in that waste? I mean, yeah. Do we even know that?
Yeah. Well, just think of all the sulfur and stuff going in the system. Because, you know, when I worked on the Kennedy and all the King Ranch, so all those wells are so sulfur, it's like a rotten egg. So mm-hmm. Is all that sulfur going to go into the bay? I mean, what's going to go in that discharge? I mean,
yeah, you know, I mean, you think they would be able at these meetings to explain, hey, this is how we clean this wastewater, and this is how we clean it before we disperse it into your bay. I mean, mm-hmm. What percentage of all these different elements are in that water to go into the already pristine super saline water that's already there? What kind of environmental impact are we going to have on crab, shrimp?
Everything.
Mullet, drum, sheephead, speckled trout, redfish. I mean, you name it. Flounder.
Well, think of the hatch of the baby fish, the fry. Think what it's going to do to the hatches in the spring. You know, they're not going to survive. I mean, too much of the conditions have to be just right for everything to work out. You know, everything to survive, the trout to spawn, all that. So you start changing things, you know, you can affect all
what's
the spawning
the temperature,
and all that.
What's the temperature of that wastewater also?
Yes, yeah, that's also, you know. But, you know, if Mother Nature doesn't put it there, it doesn't belong. You know, God didn't put that stuff in there, so it doesn't belong. Leave it alone. It's, you know.
I wish they'd have got that memo up here on my end. You wouldn't believe all the – I mean, I can't believe that Galveston Bay is as resilient as it is. It just – it's mind-boggling to see the commercial industry up here and the impact on the environment and – we're still able to raise fish and grow fish in this place. It's just it blows mm-hmm. my mind.
Yeah, I know it.
But I know you know, they had all the environmental assessments up here before the first big ship channel dredging project that lasted 10 years. And they knew going into that, Corps of Engineers and everybody did all these samples. At least they did some sampling. But,
these guys don't even care.
Content in the bottom of that ship channel with all the, you know, hydrocarbons and mercury and everything else in the mud itself that had been accumulated over, you know, 80 years. And then to dredge it up and disperse it all over the bay system, all that silt, I've seen what that alone has done to our habitat here. And it's destroyed it.
Yeah. Well, since I've been on this show all these years, I've noticed how much has changed, how much you've talked about it, how much people tell me how much Galveston has changed and everything's changed because the environmental impact it has, you know, like closing rollover and all that stuff, how it just changed all your, you know, and just it's got to kick back the dollars to the tourists too, you know. How much money did Galveston and Houston lose by not having all that good stuff you used to have? You know, so you think about it, you know. God almighty, you know, you'd have a lot more tourists if you had great fishing.
The point it is now, it doesn't matter commerce over anything else, over recreation or anything. Yeah, I mean,
why not?
I mean, you can't kill the Port of Houston. I mean, that's the lifeblood of the whole community. But instead, there's got to be a line drawn somewhere where it's, you know, it'll work out environmentally. Yeah. But it seems that, you know, money talks and everything else walks, buddy.
Yeah, there's
Follow
no
the
more
money.
Areas like... Yeah,
Follow
I know
the money on that project down there. That tells it all.
You know, you think King Ranch has enough money, too. They don't need windmills. They don't need consolidation plants.
Yeah,
they got
right.
enough, but they're getting billions and billions of dollars. Why do they want to do this to us? You know, leave us alone, you know?
The more they get, the more they want.
Yeah, that's sad. But anyway, so...
There's going to be a lot of royalties paid on that deal.
Oh, my God, yes, you know it. But to be able to change something that's, you know, millions of years old, been the same, the rocks and stuff in Bathurst, like they're nowhere else, you know.
And well, that's the last frontier on the Texas coast.
So many have been covered up and knocked down since I've been in. You know, I've been doing this 46 years. There used to be rocks sticking up in Bath, and, you know, people have bumped them, knocked them down, drifted over them, crushed them, you know, environmental stuff. So we have already impacted, you know, some of the rocks and some of the stuff aren't the same from all the boats running over them. So now you want to punch a bunch of chemicals on them and kill all the life that lives around them. And so you become a dead zone. So, you know, that structure is life. All those rocks and stuff, they hold all those crabs. And
it's habitat.
It's all habitat.
And you can't have a surviving fishery or anything without habitat.
Uh-uh.
Whether it's grass,
you're changing
oyster
the salinity level, you know,
whatever.
Yeah, the salinity level, whatever it is down here, grows big trout, you know, whatever it is. And it works. So I don't think anybody needs to be messing with it. You know, we just now got rid of that brown tide we had for all those years.
It's a delicate balance.
You know, it is. All that shrimp farm just ruined our water quality for years. Now we finally got rid of those shrimp farms, you know, and the water's back, the fishing's got back, we got our limit back, and here comes some big company with a bunch of money wanting to destroy our system. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's like having a great, great giant deer leash, you know, and just you've worked all your life on this low fence ranch, you've habitat it, and some oil field company comes and says, "Hey, man, by the way, we're cutting all this brush down. We're going to build some oil pads in here. Sorry about your deer."
Sorry about your big trout, bud.
We need to dump this sewage somewhere.
Sorry about your big trout. But that's why I like coming down there. I don't have to hear cars running down highways, horns honking, dogs barking, you know, chemical plant, you know, noise, you know, pumps running, flares, and it's just, it's so pristine down there. And
the flavor of the fish, Mickey, what's it going to do to the flavor of my fish?
Yeah.
Now my fish
has
some chemicals
taste now.
In. Yeah, I mean, what are they going to taste like with all this salt, all the whatever there's in that chemical? What's going to happen to the quality of the fish? Right now, these fish are fantastic to eat. You know, there's no chemicals in them. We don't have any discharge.
That's
and
why I always
thing
keep
is,
a couple when I come down there, just
yes.
so I can have one good cook off of them, man. They're so,
yes, I know
the,
it.
The taste
I know
of those fish down there is night and day from up here.
Oh, I know it. And the silence. So you run down the cut, right, you know, anywhere in Bath, and you turn the key off, there's no noise. It's like the locusts. You can hear the locusts. Your ears ring. Now that is, there's not many places you can go fishing right now where there's not a whole bunch of noise. It's kind of a nice to be able to get out of the noise and all the traffic and stuff. So That's going to change. They do stuff like that. It's just going to be a mud hole, Mickey. I'm just can't believe they got this far without. They're sneaky. They're so sneaky. That's just what I can't believe.
That's what. Well, you know, if they have to sneak at something, they're, you know, I'll smell a rat.
Oh yeah, they smell a rat when they're doing some of the sneaky stuff, patting all these palms, you know, paying people off. There's something going on here. Cause
so I guess they're going to use the most pristine area on the Texas coast, our gym.
Yeah.
Be a lab rat or a guinea pig.
Yeah, I know it. I don't want to be a lab rat, you know.
Well, we'll just.
And
have
I feel
to
sorry
to
for the younger generation. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's they're not going to be. You know, there's no future mm-hmm. when you keep doing that to your resource. Never going to mm-hmm. be a future.
Mm-hmm. I know it.
You know, as bad as I want to, I want to see Galveston the way it was 15 and 20 years ago. But I know deep down, honestly, I'm never going to see that again.
Yeah. Well, I hope I'm not saying this 10 years from now. I hope I'm not saying, man, I can't believe how bad it used to be 10 years ago until they started pumping all this stuff in here. Remember when it was clear?
You don't want to have to look in the past like I have to live.
You know, I don't
want to
say that, man. Remember we used to side cast trout? Remember we could see the rocks? You know, remember we could see all the big schools of fish? You know,
yeah, remember all the dirty 30s we used to catch? You know?
Yes, well, golly.
See, and that's kind of the way, my life is now. I mean, I've been here a long time and seen the best and the worst of it. And, man, you can't help but think back to when, you know, I still go fishing and enjoy it and everything, but I know deep down that I'm never going to have a day like that again.
Yeah,
It sucks. It hurts.
Yeah. And I guess the hurt for us is we finally get the limits right. We finally get everybody on the same page on trying to grow the
fishery.
Yeah, you're
growing a fishery again, man. Y'all are
growing a fishery again. Then we have some, outsiders come in here. After all the work we've done as anglers, outsiders come out here and tell us what I need to do in the back of my bay. Come on, man. I mean, it's just, I've been on the phone. I've been talking about people.
Seven Seas, I guess, because of desalinization all over the world.
I have no idea, but man.
We're not going to be happy till we ruin the seven seas.
I'm not so sure what's going on there, but I sure hope people get behind us on this because I don't know what we can do. We're sure trying to.
Well, it would be different if you were, you know, like here where you've got a lot of water exchange, you know, mm-hmm. incoming currents, outgoing currents,
yes.
where it's able to, you know, solution by dilution, clean itself. So to speak.
Yeah, like, that doesn't happen here, Mickey.
Like a pipeline from there, instead of discharging it into the bay, send it to the Gulf.
Yeah, we're on a microtidal system. Our actual flow is less than 6 inches. It's all wind-driven.
So
you got an east wind. You got an east wind blowing in the back of Alabama. Where's that water going to go? It ain't going nowhere. It's going to stay in the back.
It's going to stay there until it gets out of there.
Yeah, and then you have a big storm. It's going to be really... really, you know, not the right kind, and all that bad water is going to flush into the land cut, flush into Mansfield. So eventually, everybody's going to get it, you know. So
well, Rihanna did say there was a lady there from the CCA that was, you know, she gave her a little spill and everything, and she's real concerned about this, and hopefully they can get in your corner and help out somewhat. TPNW too. Everybody needs to get involved in this.
Yeah,
we
I
want
agree.
An environmental assessment.
Yeah,
nobody has one.
Nope.
Well,
and
we'll
how
just
do they
have
get
to
these
wait
permits?
And see what it does. Kind of like,
yeah, that's
let's
it.
Pass that bill. It's 6,000 pages. We can't read it right now. We'll pass it, and then later we'll know what's in it. That mindset is just, it's mind-boggling. Let me knock this break out. We'll come back.
All right, mate. All right, buddy.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. All right, Cliff, we are back, my friend.
All right, buddy. Well, you know, I was surfing the other day, and one of my good friends that I surf with is in the Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a good point. He says, you know, we drive around the marinas, and if you drop one drop of oil or one drop of gasoline in the marina from filling up your boat, we're going to write you a ticket.
Exactly.
But we're not down there in Alazan. Nobody even cares about dumping 300 million gallons of pollution into our bay. What's up with that? I mean, one drop of gasoline, and you don't care about 300 million gallons of stuff pumping into my bay. I mean, what's that about? I mean, something's going on there. They're not even getting involved. They're not even going back there. So nobody's testing the water back there. That's another thing. You know, where's environmental people testing the water, see what it's doing to it? Nobody's keeping it quiet. So evidently they shut the testing down too. So I think we'll get to the bottom of this, but I smell a rat just like you do.
Yeah, it's not good.
you know. So anyway, I'm sorry to get back on that, but I've been fighting it all week and just
this is something that needs to be addressed and people need to know about it. People need to get involved with this.
This is our pay. This doesn't belong to them. This belongs to the people in Texas. It belongs to all of you listening. You know, it's not my bay. Right. It's your bay, too. You know, it's all of you guys. You guys can trail your boat down here and have a nice time down here in Bath and stay in a motel, hang out at our beaches. We love having you down here. We love you. We love your money. Come on down. I'm just saying. I mean, it impacts all the restaurants and people that own businesses here. You know, who wants to come down to a bay that's full of brown, you know, pollution now? Oh, yeah, let's go down to Bath and the place used to have that beautiful water. Now it's all brown. You can't see the rocks and it smells bad. So, you know, we'll see what happens there.
Can't sight cast fish on potholes or any of that anymore.
No, I mean, that's what I look forward to most. That's my most favorite thing is walking across white sand and seeing big trout land there and sight cast.
That's why I like coming down there, man. And it just, it's like every decade we just get shoved farther down south in a way. All the industry and commerce, everything just keeps crawling down the coast. And, I mean, Mansfield's got their problems, too. Aren't they going to put, like, a container port in there or something?
Yeah. That's another thing there that they're fighting down there, you know. And I remember when I first started guiding how Corpus Christi Bay was so clean and so beautiful. Now it's so full of pollution. There's no grass. There's nothing. Nobody hardly ever fishes it.
People laugh at me when I tell them stories about being able to see the bottom in 8 feet of water in Trinity Bay.
Yeah. We used to be able to drift from the Badlands.
See clouds of trout swimming through that clean air, clear water, man. They think I'm on drugs.
I took a video with Ernie Durr. Remember Ernie Durr?
Yeah, I remember old Ernie.
We were in a Mayak, and I'm standing on top of my console, and Ernie pops one of his polarized lenses out of his sunglasses and tapes it over the top of the lens of the camera, of the video camera. And we stood on the console with a north wind and drifted across the Badlands, we could see the bottom all the way to Rivera Channel at 9.5 feet of water.
Wow.
You could see every fish. So you go around a big rock, you see a big black line going around the rock. Those are all trout swimming in circles around the rocks.
Yeah.
And
like
now you can get out there.
Around it.
Yeah. You can get down there 2 or 3 feet, you start losing. You can see the shadows of the rock, but you can't see what's around them. So, you know, evidently things are just, not as clear as it used to be. And now you can add all those stuff. It's just going to be where, you know, the only time you're going to find a rock when you hit it with your motor, when you bump it, you know, what's left of them.
I remember that rock used to be there. I could see it back in the day. I can't see it now. Well, now I don't have a.
And that's the way we fish, Mickey. You know, we pull up with a trolling motor and we see the shadows of the rock out in the distance 30, 40 yards away. Go, okay, man, there's a rock right there. I want you to throw the right side of it. I want you to flip that plastic and let it fall down next to the rocks. That's where the fish are. Okay, you can't see the rock. Where are you going to throw? You're going to hang up every single time. So it's going to change. It's going to change everything, you know. And I've been through the brown tide.
Blind casting, you know, trial and error fishing.
I've been through brown tide. It's not near as much fun as clear water.
No,
you know,
I've fished
dirty water's not as much fun as clear water. It doesn't make you feel as good either. I mean, when you can drift across the flats and see things on the bottom, crabs and fish and stuff like that, if you're just drifting across the brown water, you don't see anything but a swirl occasionally. It's just not as much fun, I promise you. That's what makes this place so neat. Yeah, welcome to your world, you know?
Yeah.
But I think we got enough of that water. You know, I think we need to have some clear water too somewhere. Let's not make it all brown, you know, let's not destroy it all. But anyway, Mickey, I'm just praying that somebody will step up and stop these guys with all this money, because, man, I think the fishermen, you know, we seem like we've kind of lost our power against these people now. I don't know what happened, you know. It's just like,
we always have. It's just sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Y'all need to win this one, though. I don't know why they're having these meetings, though. If they stand there at the meetings when they present this to you and tell you it's a done deal, there's nothing you can do about it. Well, why bother telling us? Just do it.
Yeah, I know. And they're kind of like you're rubbing our face, like we did it behind your back.
Let me hit you over the head with this about 20 more times before the meeting's over with.
It's unbelievable.
And everybody gets up and does their little spiel. Why? Why even bother?
Yeah, I know.
If there's no way to stop it.
I wonder what Abbott feels about this, our governor. I mean, you know, nobody, he won't answer any calls. We called him,
you know. He's got more problems than a run over dog right now. I don't even know.
Oh, I know he does, but he don't answer any calls. And so, and I mean, he's got, oh my God, he's got so much under his plate right now. But it's just, you know, it's just, and like I said, they slip it in under the biggest catastrophe. And then the biggest, worst thing ever happened in Texas, San Curvo, just makes you sick.
I mean, the first thing I heard about the meetings were like 5 days before the first meeting. Never heard anything about this.
Nope. No, we didn't either, you know. And it wasn't for David Rousey and a bunch of other people. Nobody else would have, you know.
Yeah, the
David McGee or
first thing I saw about it was from Chad and then David. And
yep. Yeah, me too. Uh-huh.
Had no clue.
Uh-huh. I finally hear from the people in the King Ranch, you know, that a lot of my friends work on it and stuff like that. They're just upset about it. It's just unbelievable what they're doing out there. It's just incredible. It's unbelievable that they can do something like this with all the environmental, you know, people we have. You know, you'd think that PETA or somebody would come down here, you know, and jump on this stuff. This is nuts. It's just crazy. You know, there's only one Baffin Bay. I'm telling you, there's nothing else like it. There's nothing else like this. It's real different.
Yeah. You kill that, it's over. That'll be so detrimental.
Mm-hmm. And it belongs to everybody. I keep telling everybody, you know, we have more out-of-town people than we have locals. We don't have that many local guys.
Well, y'all
can
come up here and fish with us. Our fish are used to it.
Yeah, right. Our fish are seasoned, man.
I know it, man. They're very, very durable.
I know.
That is a shame, and hey, it's... Hope we're not sitting on the porch in our rocking chairs 10 years from now going, boy, what could have been?
Oh, man. You know, and I guess the timing is so sick. We just now getting these big trout back. You know, we got the limits right, and we're catching bigger trout we've caught in years, and we watched them grow since last year. We watched the 5 to 6 pounders go to 7, 8 pounders. We're getting it back, and then we'll dump a bunch of chemicals on top of our fish we just got back. Come on, man.
Well,
it's depressing.
It'd be a lot easier for us to understand this if we knew more about the product they're dumping. What's the percentages? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Even if they had some kind of environmental survey or some kind of information to let us know what kind of impact it's going to have. Nobody knows that.
Yeah.
As far as I know, all the research I've done on it and trying to talk to people, I don't know. I'm in the dark. And I don't like it.
I think the lab rat is just kind of says it all. They want to make us a lab rat.
I don't like talking about things that I don't know, but somebody's got to talk about this. At least get somebody and as many involved as you can.
Yeah, I think so too, Mickey. But
I feel plan to be real easy for discharge, but I guess that's too much money.
Yeah. You think they'd pump it in the Gulf or something, you know, pump it out in the Gulf, you know, where it's not going to make a big impact. But look how small this area is.
The wave action, the Gulf cleans itself. I mean, look what it does with oil.
I mean, it
disperses it. I mean, the ocean floor, it leaks a lot more oil than people think. And the salt water in the Gulf itself with the currents and everything, it cleans itself.
Yeah. And you look at Amazon and
Baffin and
circulation,
Amazon,
Mickey.
All that has no way to clean itself.
No, it doesn't circulate. It's a dead zone. It's kind of like and that's what makes those big fish grow in there, I think. You know, they're not disturbed, and the salinity gets
the
right.
That's why the salinity rates get so high.
Yes, you know. And so that's, you know, you just can't change it and think it's not going to impact it. You start changing all the salinity levels and all those chemicals, it's going to change it. It's going to change things. Most definitely. And I think it'll affect it all the way up to the front of the bay, too. I think it'll affect all the front of the bay. I think it'll affect all of the land cut. You get a certain big storm, all that stuff's going to flush into Mansfield. Just think about a tropical wave or something, and all that stuff gets flushed. It's been packed up in Alazan for 2 years, and all that stuff they've been pumping disperses it down into Mansfield all over their flats. They're going to love that, you know. But anyway, Mickey, so
I don't know what else to say on it. I mean, it's...
I know it.
Hopefully everybody will show up for that. Well, and Rihanna said that place was packed full. I mean, you couldn't get...
It was. They had the news media was... I got to see it on the news media. It was incredible, you know. And I'm, you know, they're kind of showing what people are saying. And like some of the people says, we had no idea this was even coming, you know. Just like some of the mayors of the town of Revere, well, we had no idea they were even doing this.
They had to have known.
That's what they say. They didn't know. I know it. That's just
county officials, especially, you know, county. I mean, state
and the
local,
Coast Guard.
County.
What about the Coast Guard? What about all that stuff where we can't drop one drop of oil in the marina, but you can dump millions of gallons of sewage in the back of our bay? Where are you at? I mean, where's the Coast Guard at on this stuff? I mean, golly, you think they'd come to bat for us? So anyway.
Well, somebody will.
I hope so.
It's inevitable. It's got to happen. Yeah. It's just too much at stake. Yeah. Too big a risk.
I agree, Mickey. But like I say, this week I got one trip coming up this week, and then I'm just not fishing a whole lot in July and August. Just a few, and I'm gonna try to hit that beach. But I'm hoping this. There's
you better
so many
all
good
you
fish.
Can, get all you can before all this stuff.
No, I'm not worried about it. I fish for fun. I mean, I fish because I enjoy my people. I enjoy my clients. I do it because I enjoy it. I mean, I can't. All my people I fish with are my friends. I mean. To lose those friends would be horrible, not to know they're not coming. You know, I mean, what are we going to do? I can't take them all to the beach. You know, so I would hate to not only lose my fish, but lose all my friends. I mean, over this, God almighty.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been fishing with these people for years, decades, and I fish with their families and all that stuff. And, you know, I enjoy them coming down here and sharing Bath and Bay with me, you know. So take it away, I'm going to lose all my fish and
all
my friends.
Lives, you know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you take away my habitat, you take away all my friends, you know, so it's just unbelievable, you know.
Oh, I know.
I'm hoping everybody will stand together.
I get flooded out. My phone quits ringing.
I know it. You kind of miss those people.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to retire one time, and it was terrible because I kept thinking, well, I wonder what so-and-so did last year. One of his kids killed a deer. I wonder how the fishing was, so-and-so. I sure miss those guys. And I went back to work, and I never been so happy in my life. I you know, it's just like, God, you just take away hundreds of your friends when you don't fish, you know, so... Anyway, I'm very blessed to have such great clients, and you know, I want to take them down here in this clear water and this great fishing. I don't want to be where just to go back to a popping cork or Mansfield water and fish muddy water. I don't want to do that, Mickey. I want to fish this. I want to side cast these big trout. I want you to side cast them. I want people to come down here and experience this. You know, this is the top. This is where you go when you kind of at the top of your fishing career. You think about that. Okay, I've done all the stuff. Now I want to go down and get the big trout, sight cast in clear water, and do it right. You know, I'm there now. You know, so don't take away that spot that we can do that. This is the last frontier.
Well, it's just so beautiful down there. You know, just the boat ride all the way down to the land cut and all the shorelines and everything. It's just it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, you know, Mickey, all this. You know, we're not covered by any motels or buildings. It's all King Ranch and land. It's bad enough to look at all the windmills, you know, all those broken down windmills with oil running all over them. That's nasty enough. But to put all that on our land, then to destroy our water too down there, I mean, come on, man. At least leave us something.
Well,
that's
where it all starts. If they can get by with doing it on land, here they come.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I know it. I'm not making.
And there's just so many people nowadays. We're running out of real estate. You know, it's like talking to Mike earlier. You know, their marina's so backlogged. I mean, he has to leave an hour early every morning just to get there, just so he can have a parking place for his truck and trailer. And
it's the same thing here.
It's
Mickey.
It's big down there. I mean, there's plenty of room, but they're out of room, and there's nowhere to put anything else. Make another marina because they're out of real estate.
Well, that's true, and the same thing happened here, Mickey. So, you know, they're having to put their boats in the water the day before at Marker 37 to get dock room. Because at 3:30 in the morning, there's not a single dock room that you can park a boat at Marker 37. And so I'm having to put in at private marinas. It's just, you know, the amount of people.
Well, it's just such a small place. You know, not everybody has Matagorda Harbors. You know, that's what's so nice about Matagorda, that harbor.
Yeah, what a place they've got. God.
I'm telling you, isn't that amazing? Just I wish every port, you know, on the coast had a place like that.
Yeah, look how few ramps at Corpus Christi had to put your boat in. Very few that actually work. Very few in there. You can't even back your boat in because they're not built right.
Well, and that's probably a good thing, you know?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
It cuts down on the pressure.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Saves a lot of fish.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Mickey, I hope I have a better fishing report for you because I'm going to try to fish the surface. I'm hoping they're saying it's going to go down a little bit next week, the surf, but I want to get way down the beach. My buddies are going to Mansfield catching tarpon off the rocks and stuff, but I got a little side cast I want to do. But there's nothing I just love in the surf this time of year when it gets flat. Those big trout will cruise right up on the beach in the mornings. You can see them in the surf and side cast them, and those things fight like crazy. You know, most of them are 5-6 pounds. They're laying that surf. You'll see two or three of them just cruising right next to the bank, especially on the walking beaches when there's no traffic. Those walking beaches don't get any vibrations from the cars, and those fish will get right up on the beaches. And I'm just waiting for that. You know, there's so many walking beaches here that have these big fish.
Yeah.
And That it keeps you out of the heat. You get there in the morning, and you can get in the truck and go home. You don't have an hour drive back.
That's what everybody likes about surf fishing, you know, dawn patrol.
Dawn patrol and that. And
catch you some fish, and, hey, be back home, eat breakfast at 10 o'clock in the morning, take a nap, and you know, get ready for the next day.
And we've had no shad die off in the surf. So I walk out in the morning, I just see shad flying out of the water, you know, fish chase them. And normally we start seeing dead shad in the bay right now. We haven't had a kill off in the bay yet. You know, we haven't had a big shad kill off in the bay, so it's coming.
Y'all had rain, you know, and that reoxygenates that water really big time.
Yes.
And all the wind, too. Usually when we start getting the die-offs is on those doldrum days when there's no wind, it's dead slick, and there's just no wind or waves to reoxygenize the water, you know, and make it better environment
and I think
for them.
Yeah, it's better for our red tides on the beach to have this. So if we have a lot of calm days, we have to fight that red tide. We don't want that.
Right.
So, you know, maybe this is Mother Nature's way of keeping the red tide out, is keeping all this oxygen level high
damned
in the surf.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Damned if you don't, buddy. So, you know, just we got to find that
poison.
Medium somewhere. Pick your poison, buddy. I've kind of getting
right,
used
Cliff.
To it. I've kind of rolled the punches.
Well, hey, man, I'm trying to spread the word. We'll do all we can to help you guys out down there. That's nobody wants to see that.
We appreciate you, man.
Nobody.
No, we appreciate
all right,
you guys.
Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down.
All right, Mickey Marico, 361-949-0707. Hey, thanks for having me on, Mickey.
Hey, you got it. Have a good weekend, Cliff. See
all
you, man.
Thanks, man.
All right. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.